soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 21st, 2015. Did you know that there's a prayer that Jesus had to his Father regarding those that believed on him, that would follow him? He called them disciples. Did you know that Jesus prayed to his Father that he would lose none? And he even said, I don't pray for the world, but I pray for the ones, Father, that you've given me. No one loves you more than Jesus. No one loves you more than God the Father. No one. And God has sent the Spirit of his Son in your heart, shed it abroad into your heart in the love of God. He loves you. He does not want you to perish. He does not want you to fall away. And as we enter these last days, one of the significant signs that we should be watching is the apostasy, is the falling away. And then there's the revealing of the man of sin. The world is so full of antichrist. There's so many people that have stood in the place of Jesus that only belongs to him, eclipsing the Son of God, that have led people astray, that made disciples after themselves. And there's people that are religious, churchgoers, following these antichrists, false Christs by the droves. I want to see Jesus' prayer answered. And I want to see all of you that have called upon the Lord Jesus Christ kept by the power of God. But you must take heed. You must give diligence to your calling and election and make it sure. You must work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God that will work in you to the salvation of your soul. But we're co-laborers, and the Lord has called us to follow him, to learn of him, to come unto him. Now today we are in a religious world in church land that is highly, highly contrary to the kingdom of God, highly leavened by the harlot. The great whore, the mother of abominations of the whole earth, has hid leaven in the three measures of meal till it was all leavened. And you've got to sit at the feet of Jesus, I will tell you and tell you and tell you. And why wouldn't you want to? Seek the face of God diligently. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Plow up your fallow ground. Beware what's in your heart, the tares, the thistles, the weeds. They choke the word. Crucify it. Crucify your flesh, the flesh of Adam, the Adam nature. Crucify it. Bury it. Let it be buried. And walk in resurrected power of Jesus Christ into newness of life. But we're talking today about the abundance of warnings in the New Testament, especially about false teachers, false prophets, false shepherds, false Christs, false brethren. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at least 12 texts that I've just pulled up just within the last few minutes as we started this message. And what's funny is, it's not really funny, it's peculiar, odd, and vexing. When you sit in the church world, they won't warn you about these things. Let's just go through these texts. Listen to the word and receive it and be instructed, and note how rare it is that you hear these things. 2 John 1:10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. What doctrine? That means there's people that will come, and this is what it said in the previous verse. Whoso transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. I'll read it again. Whoso transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. There's no such thing as someone that has God that's not a total surrendered faith person in Jesus Christ. Impossible. You can't be of another religion like Judaism or anything without the faith in Jesus Christ. You must be born again, born from above. You must. And this is the doctrine of Christ. If they don't come in that doctrine, don't receive them. This is 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This was written 2,000 years ago. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't be gullible. Don't be passive. Don't be laissez-faire. It's not Oprah. There's a spirit of God and there's a spirit that's not of God. There's a spirit of truth and there's a spirit of error. Beloved, don't believe every spirit. Try the spirits. Test it. Whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You see that? And in verse 6 of this chapter, it says, 1 Timothy 4:6, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto you have attained. I receive that, Lord, and so should others. The Lord is telling you to encourage people to have sound, truthful doctrine that comes right out of the scriptures without leaven, without a taint, without mixture. Sit at the feet of Jesus. His name is the Word of God, and it is absolutely pure. 2 Timothy 4:1 and following, I charge you, I command you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Do you see that? We're talking about all these warnings. Jesus himself, Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets. Beware. Look out. Be on guard for false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's Jesus. He's declaring. Matthew 24:24, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Many, many, many warnings over and over and over. 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly shall come and bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. There's a scripture in Romans 16 that talks about people that teach contrary to sound doctrine. Beware of them. Avoid them. They cause divisions contrary to the word. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Jude. Look at all these warnings. 2 Corinthians 11:1. This is Paul. Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which we've not received, or another gospel, which we've not accepted, you might well bear with him. Warning, warning. 2 Corinthians 11:26, Paul was talking about the encounterings, difficulties, persecutions, tribulations that he encountered in Jesus. He said, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Galatians 2:4, when Paul was warning, if anyone comes preaching another gospel, don't receive it. Even if it's an angel, even if it was Paul. And he repeats it twice. Let him be anathema. Let him be anathema. And that because of false brethren, unawares, brought in, who came in privily, secretly, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. There you have it. Many warnings, over and over and over. I'm going to read this one to you from Acts chapter 20. Listen. And now, Apostle Paul states in verse 25, and now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone, preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Notice that. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. You hear that? Listen to this. Therefore, watch, be vigilant, and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. That's Paul, committing them to Jesus, warning as Peter did, as Jesus did, the men of God that know the Lord will warn you as a good minister to beware.